This week on the Dirt Shed Show, we're talking about all sorts of tech that will turn your head.
Like extreme tech zones in XC races that will just challenge riders.
Or what about this? Makes you think twice about what a derailleur can do.
And we look at some custom frame and bike manufacturers that are challenging the mainstream.
Plus a passion project that's welcoming an entire category of new riders to our sport. Yes, welcome to this week's show with Owen.
And Martin.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
I was a bit
natural.
Yeah, I know.
Very
yeah.
good at that. This is an exciting week because it's Eurobike week. Now, if you don't know what Eurobike is, it's basically the biggest mountain bike trade show in the world. It's also a consumer show. You can just go there. You don't have to be trade. It's where deals are done. This is where contracts are signed in by chats in just the corridors of all the halls. There's so much going on. And Owen's going.
Yeah, I am very, 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 insert a lot of very's excited.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. This must be your dream come true.
Yeah,
talk about tech turning your
yeah,
head.
Yeah, literally. I'll get to go there and just spin round from cool
yeah,
stuff to cool stuff to weird stuff. Maybe roller skates.
Yeah, yeah. Roller skates.
Well, I could just spin round then.
Yeah, that would work. That would work.
But I can't roller skate though.
It's going to be amazing. We're going to be covering it. And Owen, Steve Jones from EMBA is going to be out there.
Yeah.
We're going to be covering all of the stuff. We're going to be on social all over Eurobike. You're going to be seeing the major tech from us in this next week. But it got me thinking, let's get in the mood. Tech that's turned our head.
Like it.
Yeah, but I was thinking broadly tech.
Oh, yeah,
not just tech as in components, but tech as in technical ideas, technical changes to courses. We had that across country the other day. Very technical.
Yeah, ultra techy. Yeah.
But what about this? I saw this from Danny Castelleros over on Instagram. How do you think this as an idea for an extreme tech zone in cross country? Because I know you don't like tech zones.
I don't like the tech zone. I think if tech zones were more like this,
you've got to change your bike, but you've got to do it absolutely on the move.
Yeah,
look at
warp speed.
I can't quite work out, did he plan this or was the bike just there?
I don't know whether when I first saw it, I'm like, that can't have been planned.
I don't know how he's doing it.
I mean, he's got skills.
It looks like such a genuine crash.
I think that's the thing. I think he did crash.
I don't know.
And then he's just rolled with it.
You've done us.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a great big extreme tech zone handovers.
Yeah.
Be great. I like it.
Future of XC.
Even you could enjoy those ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. What about this? About a completely pointless bit of tech, but this is great.
Yeah.
I really, really love this. Ohad Damarov, okay? I found him a couple of weeks back. He's been on Insta for ages, but I only recently discovered him. What about this? For the most useless use of a derailleur that's so pleasing.
Yeah. He's done a lot of different hacks, so I suspect there'll be like a different version of this one.
The time this guy must have on his hands. It's so good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. More of the same, please.
It's not quite the tech I'm hoping we'll see at Eurobike.
I feel it could be there. Maybe it'll be on one of the booths.
I like it. Did you see the coverage of over on GMB and Tech of Bespoked?
It was awesome.
Oof, Anna went.
So many good bikes.
Anna in a happy place going around an amazing location.
If you haven't watched it, watch it. Amazing location. Oh. Awesome tech from Anna and all the custom builders. It's awesome. Really good stuff.
The bike that really caught my eye, there was a lot in there, but
one of the tie hardtails?
Yeah, I liked all of it. But this BTR Gasser downhill bike, it actually ended up winning Best in Show.
Oh, wow.
Now, that's really rare, isn't it? A custom downhill bike winning at one of those events, because usually it is the Thai, gravel bike or something like that, or bike packing machine.
Yeah.
But this is an absolute downhill weapon.
Yeah, it is. Just a straight up downhill bike.
Best in show.
The paint on it, and thus the like metalwork on it, and all of the finishing, it is incredible. If you've not seen it, watch the video. Watch it on HD. Zoom in if you can, because it's flawless.
Yeah. What about you? What's some tech that's grabbed your eye? What are you?
Well, I'm mindful that I'm going to be grabbed by loads of things
at
the Eurobikes, and I'm mindful that there's so much new stuff that I've got to kind of get into a zen state of what is new.
Mm.
But I'm still drawn to I think 3D printing, maybe it's my age. For me, it feels a bit like Star Trek. Yeah. And they had the oogie doogie thingy that you could press.
Technical name. I don't think that was what it was called.
Well, maybe it's got a trademark or, you know, a patent on it, so we don't want to say it out loud. Where you could just press buttons and you'd get stuff. So 3D printing it still.
They used to 3D print their dinner.
Basically, and they stuff did. Like that. I'll have a cup of tea and they'd get it from the 3D printer. Mm. So, yeah, Atherton's their aluminium bike. Even though it's not 3D printer, it's like the opposite because it's like machined. That was amazing. And then 3D print, Physique have had there's a couple of other different brands with 3D printed saddles, but Physique have got a really cool one that's now custom. So you sit on a thing, you have to go to a bike fair. Okay, it's a bit roady, but it's literally like a 3D printed one just for your bum.
What, we go somewhere and someone 3D prints your bum?
Well, the opposite, so it works, yeah.
You know what, actually? I've actually had that done.
Oh!
When we were making my... when Fabric made a seat for my downhill bike, they 3D printed me, and the guy had like a hairdryer, and he was
on
like just
bum.
Moving it around. I was sat down, and he was just moving around, like 3D, and I was coming out on his screen.
In 3D?
In 3D. I wonder if it's like that.
Maybe
it is. Because you're thinking when you say it, something you sit on. But it might not be. It might be bum in the air, and then they 3D print your bum. We need to find out.
So that means that also someone's got a 3D print of your bum.
We need to go and have our bums printed. We could have it done together.
Yeah, we could.
What are you doing? Yeah, I've my ass printed. Yeah. Oh, nice. That would be really cool, wouldn't it? We're going to do a video about that.
Yep.
That sounds like a great idea. Some tech that turned my head. I was reminded of this bike because it's just been released. It's called the AD3. It is a adaptive mountain bike from Orange.
Okay. Yep.
Now, it's actually available for purchase now. It's been out a little while in terms of prototype, but now you can actually order it. Obviously, this is a very limited niche market for people like myself with injuries or disabilities that mean riding a normal mountain bike is very, very difficult. But this bike is one solution to look at, and I think, in terms of tech that turns your head, this thing looks crazy, absolutely crazy. And when you see it in action, it's just so full of energy. There's literally two front ends of bikes moving.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at it on the trail. It just looks so nuts. It's designed by Alex Desmond. He's an absolute engineering genius. I saw this bike in its very early stages. And he's one of these guys. He said, what do you think? I looked at it and thought, oh, it could be like this. And I made a suggestion to him. A week later, he sent me a picture of that change having been made on a brand new version of it. And then he started testing that.
Yeah.
They ended up dropping my idea, but let's not talk about that. And it's just such a great looking bike. So well thought out. I'm just really fascinated. This is the example of tech that turns my head that I think you're going to struggle to beat in Eurobike, but who knows?
We'll find out.
Who knows?
I feel like I might, but...
Good luck.
I'll stop there. I'm just digging myself a hole.
You're going to dig a hole.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very interesting week. What tech has turned your head? What tech are you looking forward to seeing out on the trail?
What's up, everyone? Quick fire news this week, as there's lots of ground to cover, starting with the curly bar world getting us thinking. The Tour de France began this week with the kit and bike reveal of Red Bull Bora Hansgrohe. Now, Red Bull owns an F1 team, an ice hockey team, and a football team, so why not a mountain bike team? When's that coming, do you think? Let's talk about it in the comments. Smashing through the rest of the news, now Formula have released the Breitling Edition Silver Fork with a new low progression air spring and compression tuning system valve combined with some cool new graphics. There's a new tool from Crank Brothers aimed at setting up your cleats correctly and stopping them from twisting when tightening them into the shoe. It's simple looking, but it's compatible with all cleats and shoes. $6 RRP, made from 67% recycled materials. So great stuff there. There's a new computer from Garmin. The Edge 1050 is laden with features such as 60 hours battery life in battery saver mode, vivid color display, hazard alerts, and built-in speaker for prompts with a bell, to name a few features only. Nikolai has released the new G1 with true size dependent geometry. Orbea have got a few updates to the Rise range. They're adding 5 new bikes, including a carbon build spec, the M20, and a whole new range of alloy bikes too. All feature a Shimano EP motor at 85 newton meters of maximum torque, which can be tuned down if you want less E and more bike. And the lightweight Rise model has seen some success on the EEDR circuit under Damien Otton, including a podium this weekend. Speaking of the UCI Mountain Bike World Series, it's got a new tool sponsor. French brand Facum Tools will be in the pits. But let's get onto those results. Enduro racers were tackling an arduous course in Combloux with 6 stages racking up to about 25 to 30 minutes of timed racing over 40k and 2,500 vertical meters of descent. Adam Maxa and Winnie Goldsberry were dominant in the under 21s racing, and flat paddle enthusiast Morgan Schaar was dominant by over 23 seconds in the elite women. Hell of a ride from her there. Isabeau Cordurier had lots of trouble with mechanicals but clung to second, vital points to retain her overall lead. Ella Connolly having a fantastic season, she's into third spot. A tighter affair in the elite men's, a blink over 3 seconds separating the top 3. Alex Rudeau had a crash on stage 1, clearly angry about it, he went on to win a handful of stage afterwards. Good enough for third spot on the day. Downhill weapon Luke Meyer-Smith was keen to add a second EDR win to his name. Incredible performance from him at this round, but good here for second. Richie Rude looking for that fourth title, another round wins his name this season. Leger next week, lots of cycling going on. Catch all the Whoop UCI Mountain Bike World Series action on Discovery Plus, Max or Eurosport. That's your lot this week. It's over to Toff for the sixth thing.
Right, this week's sickest thing has to be this new video from Boosted Bryn and Dadcam TV called Buttery Crumpets. Bryn's from Bristol here in England originally, but he's been out chasing the endless summers in New Zealand for a while now. I think Bryn's got such a sick style because he's all like flowy and steezy sometimes, but then he's also just completely not. He's all like loose and hesh the rest of the time. It really keeps you on your toes. The caption on Dadcam TV says it's filmed by Billy, Danny and the boys, so shouts to my intel Gus for this one because that means Billy Spurway, Danny, which is Bryn's girlfriend, and then Bryn himself edited it. Anyway, it doesn't really matter because it looks super sick, and also, to be honest, I'm just here for the Def Lens clips. I don't understand why more people don't film fish. Like, it just always looks good. Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Toff. Right, I just want to take this moment, quick moment, to say like, subscribe, of course.
Yeah.
Also, the shop.
Yes. Ooh, you got the freshie.
Yes.
That's nice.
Forest Mountain Tea. It's going really well on the shop, actually. It's my favourite. I've managed to steal another one. I've got 2 black now and 1 grey.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But if you want to help support the channel, go over to the shop. Link is in the description down below, of course. And you can find yourself some great GMBM merch. And of course, it helps us make the videos that you watch. So yeah, we really, really appreciate it. And it's great seeing people out on the trail.
Oh, it's awesome. It's great.
It's a buzz.
Be one of those cool people wearing a kit.
Yeah. Right, talking about people getting involved, let's have a look at some hacks and bodges.
Hacks and bodges.
This week, first one is from Chartley Cycles. Snap my brake lever whilst riding some North Shore.
Easily done. That's a throwback.
And basically,
tremendous.
He was able to create a new lever for his bike using, well, a bit of stick. He says he has carved in some finger indentations.
Oh, yeah, now you can see those. A little bit of a brake.
It's beautiful.
Book.
It's such a bodge. This is such a bodge. It's not even like, is it? It's a bodge. Yeah. But sometimes things can't be pretty. They just got to work.
And yeah, like no brake versus having a brake to finish a section of North Shore. Yeah. I'd go with a wooden.
You'd go with a stick, wouldn't you? But yeah, great. Great job, Chartley.
Very
well
good.
Done.
Like,
you might be winning yourself a GMBN jersey. That's what's up for. That's what's up for grabs.
Wow.
Next up from Trouster. This is really clever. Actually, he's made a headset press.
That is clever.
Yeah,
I like that.
But he's got one of those headsets where the cabling is coming through the headset. So he's had to kind of fashion.
Yes.
A new headset press, so there's space for the cables to come out. It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'd never thought of doing something like that.
You know,
had you?
Not. No, I would have gone through the faff of removing cables because I'm like, I'm going to replace cables at the same time. I mean, I'm not sure how he's put the cable. We'll skip. It's fine. It's good. Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
I'd say another bodge just because it's so unattractive to look at.
And he's also possibly looking at shelves in the rest of the shop might be missing a shelf leg, so yes. might have to prop something out. Yes, but it's great yes. work.
Charleston, good job, yeah. good job. This next one, this is brilliant. This is actually brilliant. This, I think this will win this week. This is Peter Silly, right? Can you see what he's done? Can you see what's happened?
That's really clever.
Basically, he's worn his brakes down 50%,
yeah.
and suddenly the realignment's not working yeah. anymore. Okay.
Possibly cylinder seals. I think we've done a show on it on GMBN Tech.
Possibly. But what he's done is he's created little metal versions of the discs to sit behind the yeah. pads. To sit behind the pads. And then he gets to wear his brake pads down completely. He gets full use, not just 50% of his pads.
Yep.
Gets full use of his pads.
And
like I
mean, it? You know what? Initially, I was like, that you just need new seals in the caliper. Like, it's a workaround for something that's like, I don't know, is it what the £10, like, no, wait, is it £40 solution for a £10 problem? You know that, where you're moving stuff around? But God. Now look at it again, it's really great, because it's aluminium. It's going to dissipate
it
heat.
For me, Owen.
It's good, it's really good.
I like that one, and now I think it's kind of rubbish.
It's not rubbish, it's really good, and it's good craftsmanship.
And you know what you're doing, is that an easy fix? He didn't need to do that.
No, what he's done is you know, he saved himself a bleed. It's
I'm
good.
I'm not technical enough. I don't know, really. I've never really done that on my brakes. But look, Peter Silly, I liked where you were going with it.
I like it. Good skill. Good
it's
workmanship.
Too late. Owen's ruined it, but me and Peter, we liked it. Let's try and save the moment Owen's depressing view of the hacks and bodges and give away a T-shirt. I think we can only give it to Peter now, because
he just
smashed his bodge to pieces.
Peter,
well done. You definitely put the most work in.
100%, yes.
Yes, you put the most work in. You've won yourself a GMBN race top. No.
Ooh.
Let's send him a Forest Mountain tea. On its way to you. And if you'd like to be Peter with one, go to the shop and buy one.
Yeah, well, and also, else, like, upload your hacks and bodges, because then you can...
Yes,
you can
that's
possibly
a very
just
good
win
point.
One.
The uploader is also down in the description. We want to see your bikes in the bike vault. We want to see your hacks and bodges. We want to see your trail dogs. If you've got something to send us, then get involved with the show and you can see yourself here next week. It's really important to us. Yeah. We look at all of it, but we can only use some bits of the show. But you might make it on. Yeah. You might make it on.
New section, yeah? Not new,
let's
just new.
Do it.
Yeah? So it is hashtag AskGMBN. And
great.
I pause... Because normally I say hashtag AskGMBN Tech, but this one is no tech. It's Ask Us. We really like it. And all you've got to do is do hashtag AskGMBN and we'll answer some of your questions.
How do you do hashtag?
Hashtag like that.
Hashtag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, there you go.
Hashtag AskGMBN. First question this week is from Anthony Gain. This is for you.
Looking for gains.
At Crans Montana, they were running 2.1 tyres. Many of the modern brands are only making their rims with an internal of 30 mils now.
Yes.
But 2.1 needs a narrow rim. So how do they handle this for the unique racers?
This is a really good question. I like it a lot. So the race that we're talking about was the Wild Gnarly XC race.
Yes.
So the track was well gnarly and then it rained loads and it turned into a bit of a mud fest and was a tech fest. So lots of XC racers switched for mud clearance. Not for kind of anything else, to a lower profile tyre. And effectively, yeah, you're right. Like a narrower profile tyre needs a narrow rim because otherwise you get this sort of like, opposed to being light bulby, if you're thinking cross section, it kind of like stretched out and goes weird. But the tyres that the XC races are on are really unique. They're probably running some prototype stuff. So maybe the sticker on the sidewall said 2.1. And also, they're probably running inserts, and they've been set up by professionals. So, yeah, technically, you're right. They probably should have run them on narrow rims, but they're racers, so I think it's all right.
I'm glad they didn't, because I don't like narrow rims. I always wanted as big a fat rim as I could get.
They just... Narrow rim looks really a bit rubbish.
Yeah, I always worry about tyre roll as well. Great, though. Good question. Great answer.
Yeah, more of that, please.
Do you want another question?
Yeah, love
it. This one I feel like we can just say yes to, okay?
Ooh.
This is from Kenneth Retena, and he says, please can you make a detailed video or series about the training to reach the best performance level to participate in an epic race?
Oh,
he's referring to like 100-kilometre ride in a single day. He's going to try and do the Baja Epic himself. He's preparing for it in 3.5 months.
Good chunk of time.
We sort of have.
We have, actually.
Yeah,
we have. I think we've done Humango, it's sometimes in between a bleed change.
Yeah, so using a bit of AI to help you train.
Like a train system.
I love it.
Garmin videos we've done, like using, because lots of the Garmin watches and the GPS head units have got like fitness sort of trackers, so they can actually help you get fitter. But then just for a straight how to do a 100K ride, how to pack for it, Anna did one literally the other day, where she rode 100 miles.
Yeah,
so that's what you should train for 100K, is do 100 miles.
Absolutely, if you want to see what the experience is like. So thanks for that question. Really great luck with the Baja Epic.
Yeah.
Let us know how you get on.
Send us some pictures. Use the upload and send us pictures because I want to see what the Baja looks like. It'd be great.
Absolutely. Right, let's do the caption contest.
Ooh.
Caption contest.
Love it.
Last week's picture, Blake in his Lycra setup.
His awesome XC kit. We've got that. You can buy it on the shop.
He's loving it. Well, it looks good. I'm not sure if Blake's the right shape for it. He looks a bit like...
Well, I think we should renormalize. Hulk-style Avengers, Marvel superheroes in XC kit. That's what we've got.
There we are.
Super Blake. No?
Yeah, I'm into it.
Okay,
I like it.
You don't want to sing along, though. Okay. Leave me out hanging. Yep.
First caption this week is from Vintage Devices. And he says, first ride without stabilizer wheels. He's quite celebratory, isn't he, Blake?
He's quite good, that.
Yeah, I did it, Dad. I did it.
Rocket 21. I didn't know that Richard Simmons took up mountain biking.
Richard Simmons, all the US people know, he's an old school, like he was like Mr. Motivator, but in the US.
Oh. Like Fabio.
Blake does look a lot like him, actually.
Like Fabio?
Yeah, well, he sort of dressed like that. Yeah, a little bit.
Fabio was cool, no? Right.
I don't know who Fabio was.
You can read that one.
What? Well, Cornish Cactus, is the caption contest champion, right? Every week he's got something good. I think we should almost rename Caption Contest, Can You Beat Cornish Cactus at Captions?
Okay.
It's amazing. This one's brilliant. Cornish Cactus, purple, harder than a double black. Very good.
Yeah, a similar theme. Mitch Smith says, I'm too sexy for my shirt. I'm too sexy for my shirt.
No, you've got to
say,
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Oh, right.
Sexy for my shirt.
So sexy, it hurts.
We should stop singing.
Oh, really? I'll do two sexy.
You're doing
good.
Maybe
we could do like karaoke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great captions. We're going to give a stunt mug to. We've actually stopped giving out awards to Cornish Cactus.
Thankfully,
he's a friend of the show and he keeps giving us his gold.
Thank you.
But out of the others, you pick which one you're going to go with. I quite like the. I quite like that I'm too sexy.
I think we should go with that. Yeah, a bit of right.
Yeah, Matt,
Fred.
You ready? Take a stunt. Here we go.
Wow. Shivers.
Done. Stunt mug on its way to you. And if you'd like to win a stunt mug just like this one, then please send your caption in the comment section down below for this picture. It's another Blake.
Double Blakes.
Double Blakes. This one, he's actually looking as sick as a dog because...
Yeah. Not very well.
Not well in this situation. So imagine what Blake said next. Give us your captions for that. And you might be winning yourself a stunt mug next week. Probably not that one because I think it might be broken.
No, I'm sure it's fine.
Right, let's do the bike vault.
Bike vault.
Love this. Love seeing your bikes. First one from Atlas MTB.
Yes.
This is in Pisgah National Forest, just outside Asheville. Lovely looking Yeti. Fox 36 on there.
Custom graphics.
Oh, that's super nice.
It is super nice, yeah.
Super nice to start. Well done, Atlas MTB. Next one from Fozzie's Rob.
Fozzie's Rob.
Look at this.
This is good.
Old school.
Yeah, to go with the 2000 theme that we mentioned.
Yeah.
2001 Stumpy Pro. Yeah. So a stump jumper, specialised stump jumper.
RockShox SIDS on there.
Yeah. High roller tyre from Maxxis.
Nice. I feel like we can't go much
more.
I'm going to say it's
a nice.
It's
nice. It is really cool. Love the retro builds. I would probably turn that into a single speed. I think it'd be great. But that's me. Good bike though.
Okay.
Like it. Nice
one from Scotty G. 47. This is in Walker Wood Reservoir in Stalybridge in England.
Not to be confused with Stourbridge.
No. This is a beautiful Vitus.
It is.
And
I like that.
It's a lovely photo.
It is.
It's a lovely photo.
Lens flare is super nice.
Yeah, yeah. Super nice. It's a lovely composition. Next up, we've got a Trek Remedy 8 from Morbid BMX. Huge, huge dropper.
It's a big
huge
bike, isn't it?
Dropper, yeah. Isn't it?
I mean, it looks a bit like a session, but yeah.
Yeah. Go on, what are you giving that, Owen? Go
that,
on.
Plus the kind of like marker trig point thing,
yeah.
And the view.
Yeah.
This is so nice.
He's got up high there.
Yeah.
He's got up high. On top
almost
of the
as high as the seat post. It's good.
Yeah. Sasquatch Forever, Sats Transition Spur on a hot day down by the pond. Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
I love
that's
this.
Good.
I want to ride through there. I just want to do it.
Yeah.
I want to ride through that stream. Super,
super nice.
Nice. Love it. Cool looking bike.
Very cool. Yeah.
And lastly, from Carl H, I mean, a weapon.
Yeah, that An brings back
weapon.
A lot of memories
who,
for me.
Who does that make you think of?
Actually, Troy.
Yeah?
Yeah, Troy Brosnan.
Yeah.
And the living legend that is Sam Hill.
Yeah, that's who I think.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know best because you like hit their bikes with spanners and things.
Well, no, I tried to avoid. I mean, I did hit Troy's once with a hammer, but that's because he. Yeah. Anyway, we'll skip over that.
Troy's nice, eh? I've met him a couple of times.
Very,
yeah.
Very,
lovely
very
guy.
Nice bloke.
Yeah. Very nice. Fella.
Yeah. Hi, Troy.
That's super nice. And that's our last bike vault picture for this week.
Send more in, please.
Yes, yeah. Go to the uploader, send us your bike for the bike vault. You could get, an absolutely arbitrary, super nice or nice.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's your bike. It's fantastic.
It is, that's true.
It's great. That's all we've got time for this week on the Dirt Shed Show. Owen, thank you. Good luck in Eurobike. Is there anything in particular you're hoping to see that you want to mention now? Then maybe you don't see it and we can all be disappointed together.
Gluten-free schnitzel?
Wow, that isn't what I thought you were going to say.
Okay.
Hold that thought for next week's Eurobike action. Until then, we will say goodbye and we'll see you soon.
Auf Wiedersehen.